Is there any one particular type of joke that you found gets a bigger response than other?
Yes, the closer it's based to absolute, solid truth, the funnier it is. Because when you bring out a funny attitude in a great truth, let me give you a couple such examples. There's one thing about the business that really frightens me, the bright lights. Because when I was a housewife, if I ever had this much light on me, when I woke up, I had another kid. See, it's so true. If you've ever seen an obstetrician, you know, delivery room, my God, it's bright white tile. And the lights. And of course, what makes this great is that it's the most self-conscious, worst situation a woman can get herself into. You know, with her bare ass out and the seven people looking, see? And they know she's committed a sex act. Ah, ha, ha, ha. That's why it's good. There's another such line. Why is it when a couple has reached their 50th wedding anniversary, he looks like a little old lady and she looks like a little old man, and neither of them knows the difference? Beautiful? Because it's absolutely true. You see those 50 wedding anniversaries? You can't tell them apart, and they look alike. By the time they live together 50 years, they look like twins.
Did you always do the short, punchy, one-line jokes?
I've always had the knack of building on, I lay something out, and then, because I, silence makes me so nervous, you wouldn't believe it. Therefore, I always had these little phrases, one word, three words, four words, that at the end of each is a laugh. Now, I'm building to a big punch, or maybe I've given them a big punch, and I add, topper. I probably am one of my biggest things. It makes me different.
Your routines are noted for having an enormous number of toppers.
Right.
Did these all grow gradually?
Right
or
out
were
of
they
me.
Written?
Right out of me. Those are all mine. You can't buy those. Those all happen on the floor.
After you had done the line.
I get the line, and then as I'm out there, it grows. Just grows. One night, I'll think of a silly thing and add it, and then it stays in. Or if I add it and it doesn't work, it comes out.
How long does it normally take to perfect one routine?
Oh, it could happen in... It could... Well, you say perfect. That sometimes, like, I work on forever. Mine always change. Some people get them set and leave them, but I don't. It could take anything from, like, 2 weeks to 4 years.
And is there a particular reason for that?
Well, it can always be better. A routine can always be better. That's my attitude. And the reason that one could be all there in 2 weeks, or I've already had one grow right on the floor in one night. Example, if it's wild and it was funny, something that just happened, and you're on, and you're terribly creative and your channel is open. I went to my first sukiyaki dinner place in San Francisco with a group of people, sat on the floor for the first time, and it was Saturday night, it's a big night at the Burbank, went right down there and on the floor that night, a great bit grew. Now then, I probably tinkered with it for 2 weeks, but that was solid, because it had just happened, spontaneity.
Approximately how many jokes are in each piece?
In each piece? My pieces are all different lengths. I couldn't tell you. I'll tell you one thing which you may be interested in. Bob Hope, who is my, you know, my idol of the world, he says that his writers have clocked my work and found that he goes for 6 huge bops a minute, and he claims I get 12. Because I talk faster, and my material is geared differently. I work more frantically than he does, you see. I work wild, like a woman would, you know. He lays it right out and then looks at you.
Well, now, how many jokes have to be written and then tried to then wind up with a polished end result?
How many jokes? I don't ever count anything like that.
I see.
I don't.
The reason I ask that is because very often you find that in order to get 2 jokes that work for you, you have to write 5 or try 5.
Oh, of course. Well, excepting that I don't do that anymore, because I now know what's funny and what isn't. I used to didn't. I don't have to try them anymore. I know. I just came across a line today which I bought, which is a great line, and I'd forgotten even ever having read it. Of course, I read it or I wouldn't have bought it. Fang has decided that blondes have more fun, so he bleached his hair and asked me for a divorce. That's funny. No doubt about it.
Lovely.
Yeah.
In addition to writing some jokes yourself, you're noted as being gracious enough to buy material from hundreds of freelance writers.
True.
How do you go about handling this vast number of submissions?
Well, I had a... When I was less busy, this started about 6.5 years ago. And when I was less busy, I read every bit of the material that was sent to me because it was not in such vast volume. I discovered my top writer, who's an absolute genius, a woman who lives in Janesville, Wisconsin. Her name is Mary McBride, or I believe it's M-C, B-R-I-D-E. She's absolutely a genius. Same situation, 5 children, mother, housewife. She's got a laboratory there. She's brilliant. Comes out of her like, oh, she's a diamond mine. Now, from all those years, 6 years, I must have had submissions from, oh, maybe 2,000 different people. However, toward the end, toward this section of my life, with my fantastic schedule that I have to keep, I found that I could not possibly go through that volume of material myself. There I hired a couple of editors, and when it got beyond them and beyond me, I had to close my market. However, I can still discover new writers if they're talented. But what happened? I started getting an awful lot of material that was just people had heard of it and were just going for a fast buck or thinking in terms unrealistically that they were comedy writers. And a lot of people were copying jokes out of old joke books. So, however, I never was in any way worried about being sued because I opened all the mail, I read it all, and when I bought, I either sent it back and said no sale, but they always got their original manuscript back, and I always said either no sale, or I marked what I bought, and they got a copy typewritten of what I bought and a check. In other words, it was all very clean.